the Leiva has other fields. So it's not a question that the Orer will have to pay, because the Leiva has the money to pay back his loan. The only question now on this field, does it really belong to the Leiva or not? So on such a Shiloh where the Orer is not on a Gei Medavar, we would believe the Orer also. So it's not Stamma Metzis, it's like a brother that is possible. He'll only be possible if he has Nagias here, if he has something to gain. But in this case, if he has nothing to gain, we'll believe him. Malva Meir Leiva. Also, a Malva, even though I lent you money, and now it's a question upon this Leiva if the field really belongs to you or not, and the Malva knows that it really belongs to you, he's allowed to say Adis. I, Lechur, the Malva also is a Nagei B'davar. The Malva wants to make sure that this field stays by you, the Leiva, that he'll be able to take it away from you later. So Lechur is also Nagei, he has what to gain. So again, the parents is only, Vudisla Yachriti also, we're talking about again, that the Leiva has other fields. So Mamanashov, the Malva will be able to collect his money. The Leiva has a lot of fields. It's only Stam Shaila in one field that somebody wants to take it away from the Leiva. So if so, the Malva has a right to come and say this, yes, I know, this field belongs to the Leiva. He's not pulled in the Gave a Dover here, because there are other fields for him to collect. And he's not looking with an eye to get that field. He can collect from other fields. Therefore, he's not pulled in the Gave a Dover. We believe. Now, Lakayach Rishain Meir the Lakayach Shani. Again, if you bought the property off Reuven first, and then Reuven sold another field to somebody else, so Meir the Lakayach Shani, the first one that bought the field has the right to say this upon the second field that it really belongs to him. And again, Vudis Layayach Riti. Then there's no Shalom, no Negiah, say the same thing. Again, Reuven has three fields. Now Reuven sold one field to Shimon. And then Reuven sold the second field to Yehuda, and Reuven still has one field left over. Now the field he sold to Yehuda, there's an error on it. Somebody's saying it doesn't belong to him. So now Shimon, the one that bought the first field off Reuven, he has the right to say this for Levi, because he's not on the Gei B'davar. Even on the Tzad, the field will be taken away from Shimon. So then Shimon will come back and try and collect the money back from Reuven. Still he's not on the Gei B'davar, because we're talking about that the first owner, Reuven, has other fields. That's the pshat of all these cases here. V'hud yisla yachriti. As long as Reuven has another field on him, even though the field that Shimon the first lekech bought, even if that field is taken away from him, and he'll have to go back to Reuven to get another field, Reuven has another field. So therefore, Shimon has no negius here to say that the second field that was sold to Levi, whether it belongs to Levi or not, doesn't bother Reuven, doesn't bother Shimon. Shimon's not on the day, but over. Therefore, Shimon would be never to say this. Kablon, what's wrong with the Kablon? Is Amri Lo Meyed? The Amri Lo Eni Meyed? Some people say yes, he could be Meyed, he's not a Negev Yedis. And some say no, a Kablon isn't a Negev Yedis, he can't say Yedis. So Shvan says, Kablon, what's a Kablon? Orev Kablon means Shekibel Hamoyes Miyodo Shomalva. A Kablon means here a cosigner, but a very special one. That he was the one to guarantee you, he took the money from the Malva. And he gave the money over to the Leiva. V'nosan v'yodesh ha-Leiva. V'zel dinoi. T'nemi sh'yirtza malva yifra t'chila. The halach in this case is, a choice for the malva, which either one of these two he wants to go to first, he has the right to go to. Usually the halach is the malva has to go to the Leiva first. Listen, I lent you the money, you have to pay me back. Lu yitzui, can't pay you back, then you have a right to go to the Yoruv. But the Malva has no right to go to the Orif first. But here, Orif Kablon, that was a new type of a deal, that the Malva gave the money straight to this Orif. And he took the money, as if to say that you, the Malva, has the right to come either straight to me first, or else to go to the Leiva. That's called an Orif Kablon. That's what John says. Aval Orif Stam, but a normal Orif, ain't type of Orif Chilo. Normal Orif, you have no right to go to the Orif first. Achiyamid Malva Leiva Vadin, the Yechaivu. First, Allah is, you have to take the Leiva to a din and get your money back from the Leiva. He has to pay you. He took the money from you. Shas Vien Loi Malva Freya. But Luitsu, you take the Leiva to a din Tayram, and the Leiva claims he has no money at all to pay you back, then the Yaz Yigva Minor. Then Allah is, you have right to come to the cosigner as the guarantor and take the money from him. For in normal cases, you have to go to the Leiva first. By a Kabbalah, it's not like that. By a Kablan, you have a right to Malva to go straight to the Oriv first. That's a Shiloh. Could the Kablan now say Adis for the Leiva or not? So Amri Lo, Rashi says, Meyed to my Oriv. The Yamlo ain't a Meyed. Why? They're cutting the gave the edge, so he's the gave it over here. Because he wants to make sure it stays by the leva. Kiechi de lehevi le ar yetuva de brusa benis, chiosi malvo de migve benis, de kablon, kedin bachoi, kedin of a benis, lemele, aton, oson, lucho benis, the leva. Listen, the leva has benis also, go to him. The hilkach, heaven a gaviatis. Therefore, he's called an a gaviatis. Alright, turn over. Again, so Rashi answers like this again. So what's the Gabiadis over here? He says that the Kavlan would want to see that this land stays beyond the Loiva. Ki Echid Lehevi again Arya Tuba. Note the Loiva should have a lot of property. Seburius or Beninus. Should have good ones, bad ones. Techiyosi, Malvul and Migvay Beninus. When the Malvul comes to collect the Beninus, Techablon Kedin Valchoiv, Shedina the Beninus. The Loch Riz of Valchoiv has to pay up with the middle type of property. So let the Kavlan say, listen, you have the Beninus so that you're supposed to collect it by the Leiva. So therefore, this Kavlan wants to see that as many fields as possible should stay by the Leiva, that the Leiva should have Beninus. If the Leiva would not have this Beninus, the middle type of property, the Kavlan, then the Malva would have a good reason to always go straight to the Kavlan. That wherever he wants to go first, he has the right to go first. So if the Oriv is going to have the Beninus, and not the Leiva, that's going to make the Balabos, the Balchev, to go straight to the Kablin. Therefore, the Kablin is called on the Gay of the Yates. Ah, will be Oriv, Stamar, Regal Oriv, Leglame Mahochi. The whole Kamad, Yisra, the Leiva, the Mifri, Midi, the Philos of Burius, La Kokamina, the Mabul, the Medagabi Oriv. The Kaim of Mechiltin, La Yit, Valer, Chilo. We know later on that by regular Oriv, you have no right to Malva to collect your money from the Oriv, as long as the Leiva has any type of property. Even though the Leiva only has the Burius, the worst, still you have to go to the Leiva first and get from him, and then go, and if you can't get from anything, then go to the Oriv. But here, by Kablan, it's not that way. So that's how Charlotte they called him a Gay of the Aegis or not. So some say yes, some say no. So much like this. I must say here. The Amalei ain't the maid. What says here? The Amalei some say ain't the maid. The Nichele the Lehevi biyodei tavayu. That the Orav wants very strongly that the Leiva should have two types of fields. The Chiyosi Balabayis ma the boy shokol. When the Balabos comes to get his Beninus, he'll be able to get it from the Leiva. So therefore, he's called in the Gaviyedis. Shasamachleikus. The other one says, "Vice says no, that doesn't bother the Kablan." Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omen ain't like Chazoko, and Omen, a worker, doesn't have a Chazoko, like we have it said in our Mishnah. The tailor doesn't have a Chazoko to say the coat belongs to him, because Minastam we know the person gives your coat to the tailor to be fixed. So the fact he's holding it is no proof that he bought it. It could very well be the owner just gave it to him to be fixed. Then Omen, yesh the Chazoko. What about the son of the Omen? Now she says, our Ben Shalomen. Let's say the son of the tailor, that's not a tailor, he does have a chazaka. Or is ain't like chazaka, we have in the Mishnah. The regular sharecropper that works in your fields, he has no chazaka. Not the regular one we had before, he did by Bokiyov, is talking about the one that worked there a long time. So for him it's normal he should work on the field for 3 years and keep the whole crop, and then the Balabos gets it. So there's no chazaka by an Oris. Ain't like chazaka. But then Oris, let's say the Oris, the son of the Oris, is on the field right now. Then the locker is yesh la chazaka. Then taka yesh la chazaka. We'll soon see why. Gazlin ubein gazlin la chazaka. Person is a gazlin, even the son of a gazlin, he has no chazaka. Rashi says the girls from the Kama Forish, hey Chidam, what's the case talking about? What type of chazaka we're talking about over here? And it says by gazlin here, both him and the son both do not have a chazaka. Then the noisha gazlin yesh la chazaka. But the grandson of the gazlin, he does have a chazaka. The gazlin and the son, no, but the grandson, yes. Hey Chidam, what are we talking about over here? What kind of gazlin are we talking about over here? Iyosi b'tainsa di avuhon. Idiyosi b'tainsa. Afilo hanech nami loy. The other ones also. That if the reason why the son of the tailors want to keep it, is because he's saying, listen, I got it from my father bought a few, so we should not leave the son of the tailors either. Like the son of the tailor is saying, you know how I got it? I got it from my father.
How did the father get it? Because he bought off you. Now we don't believe him. A tailor is not never to say he bought it. We say most proudly the owner gave it to the tailor to be fixed, and not that he sold it to him. If these people here, the Oris and the Umin, the sons, are saying it belongs to the father, so they shouldn't believe. They should not be believed either. Why only the Ben of the Gazan is not Nemon? Even the Ben of an Umin or of a Oris should not be believed. Either lo yosti b'tainus of the Yavuin, if they're not claiming it was the father's, they're claiming it's their own. I'm not doing my father. It's my suit. It's mine. I'm not telling it's my father's. So if so, afilu ben gazan ami. See, even though his father was the gazan, what does he have to do with the son though? The son could be an eloch yid. The son, Lamaisa says, I use this for 3 years, it's mine. So why don't we believe the son? What does that have to do with the fact the son, the father, the gazan, what does that have to do with the son? If the son is claiming I got it from my father, then we won't believe him, because it's from a gazan, we don't believe him. Look, he's not saying he got it from his son. He's not saying he got it from his father. So if so, why don't we believe him? Like Sarika, the case is, the Kamri Yedim, Bifanenu Haidaloi Hanuch, that in front of us, they were Maida, that it really belonged to the father. That's the case we're talking about. Shtam says, Shtam says, look, Sarika, the Kosti, the Tainus of the Yahuan, the Tak is claiming it was our father's. But when the Yomu Yedim, the Bifanenu Haidaloi Hamarir, Leaviyem Shalelu, Shemokhulhem. We're talking about over here that there are Eidim, that this Ma'arah, the one that's arguing right now, wants to take it away, the Eidim that that person did sell to the father. Hilkach, Hanach ben Oris u ben Umin ikal meim akushta karmi, kishatayin amazbin allah kumimach, shere hoidu vedois, but they can make them dummy. They will believe them taka. Like it is possible that maybe the father sold it to the tailors. It is possible. We ourselves won't say that. But if he has Eidim here, that the father said he sold it to the tailors, so then we'll believe him. Afa gav di ir, avo ben gazel, mashayin the son of a gazel. Afa gav di ir, the high mara of the yoviv. Li yoviv, len hem alem lakuchi biyodi. Afi, lakuchi biyad ovi. Vi afi lo bachay yoviv. Hem nos leven, shrei hu mi toich pachad hoidu lo le gazel. Could Rav Kamek will soon say, by gazel is different. Even though the mara right now we have heidim, that he admitted that he sold it to the gazel, still that doesn't mean anything. Because he's afraid of the Gazlan, that's why he admitted he sold it to him. But Avadim in Astam, we said the person did not sell it to the Gazlan, but rather, since this man's a hook to Gazlan, most probably he sold it. So therefore, the son of the Gazlan cannot keep it. And the Gemara says, again, L'sricho de koi amri yedim, reidim say b'fanenu hoide lehanech, zikol meim akush to kamri. Aval hai, but by the Gazlan, Avagav the yed, even though this Mara is admitting that he said he sold it to the Gazlin, Namilam Ham, still we don't believe him. Kidder Rav Kano, the Yom Rav Kano, Ilav the Yodelei, Heavy Mamtilei, or the Harmonel Lishkover. If they wouldn't have admitted it, he would have beaten me up, would have given it to me. So that's why he admitted. But not because it's really true that I sold it to you. Therefore, by Gazlin, even though you have Edith, that you said you sold it to his father, here it means nothing. Omar Rav says, Pomim, sometimes, Shafilu ben Benoisha Gazlin, even the grandson of a Gazlin, Namayen Lechazak, also we don't believe. Heck, you don't want to get talking about. We're going to cost the Tainz of the Abu, the Abu is coming to Tainz of his grandfather. Now, the grandson is saying he got it from his grandfather. So therefore, we don't believe him. Because if he got it from his grandfather is a Gazlin. We don't trust him. Hechidomi Gazan, what's the case of a Gazan? How do we know talking to the guy the Gazan over here? Om Rav Yechanan, Zayn Shehul Sik, outside the Zubi Gazanusa. Like he was caught already to be stolen on this field. Rashi says, Hechidomi Gazan, Maisa Shehna Chazoka, outside the Zubi. Ravu saw Dudi in the Chazoka, Vashar saw the Shehna Chazoka. As Reuven was caught stolen this field already once. So later on, another 3 years later, he's back on the field again. He's not never to say he bought it. Because since he stole it once already, most probably he stole it again. Only on this field that he stole once, he has no chazaka. But on another field, he would have a chazaka. Maybe one field he had a taiva to have, he stole that field. But not because he stole one field, doesn't mean he'll steal a different field. So on a different field, he was there for 3 years, he does have a chazaka. Just on this one field that he was caught stealing once, that's called the gaz, the name like chazaka. I'll saw the zubi gazanusa. For Abchiz the Rama, Kigoin, the bias ploini. Shehorgin and the first choice aliske mum. Going to buy his plenty, Rashbam says. Rashbam says, Rishoyim hoyu.
They were showing. Shaya Makir ben Rav Chizda Shehorgan of Fosha Liske Mamad. They knew these people, Mamas were the mafia, that they killed people for money. His aim lam chazaka bishum karka boilom. Such people have no chazaka in any karka in the world. Shekolodim yoru limchaz mem. And the Kaimun Ketavaya, we hold like both of them. Whereas if there's such a intent, how bad the guy's a Gazan. If he stole one field, okay, that field we don't believe him on. Other fields we would. If the guy was caught known to be killing people for money, the Akapon, so him, everybody's afraid to go near. See, here there's no chazak on any field. But any time that guy goes down to your field, the owner's afraid to be Moicha. He's a smart guy. He's afraid of his life. That's why he wasn't Moicha. Therefore, there wouldn't be a chazak at any field at all. Then the guy says, turn around, Umen ain't like chazaka. A new man has no chazaka. Remember before, Taylor calls him on, he's working, he's holding the suit, he can't say he bought the suit. We'd rather say the owner gave it to him to fix it. What's going to be Yorad Miyam Nasai? Taylor's quit. He retired already. And then he still has 50 suits left over. Yesh le chazaka. After he retires, then he's holding on to a suit, he has a chazaka. Then he's agreed to say he bought the suit. We don't say that these are the suits left over from before, that he still owes the men. The table goes out of business. He has 100 suits left over. We're not afraid of that. But say rather, this is the suit that Taka bought afterwards. Or is saying like Chazaka. Yorad Murisase, he quits, he retires. Yesh le chazaka. Ben Shecholak, V'isha, Ben Shecholak. And the father died, and the son Yash in the fields, two sons, and they divided up the field. V'isha Shinaz Gasha. Or a wife they got to get. Harei Hen Kishar Kol Adam. They're like anybody else. That they have now a chazaka.